Podcast Rock City.
Yeah! All right, guys. Hey, how you doing? We are back in our premium membership show. I don't know. We got to come up with a name for it. I called it the After the Show Show, but I stole that. So,
what if it's the Podcast Rock City After Party?
That sounds like a plan.
Or the After Party. Join the Podcast Rock City posse.
If you're out there, hey, listen, there's a bunch of you that signed up for this, and I appreciate it,
man. Yeah, what do you want to be called? Let us know.
Yeah, if you guys come up with a cool name, send us the message, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Did I say that right?
Yeah, that's the number one.
That's the number one.
So what are we calling it now? It's just a premium membership?
Yeah, it's just a premium membership. But
a VIP? A PRC VIP?
Yeah. Ooh, PRC VIP. I like that. I'm going to add a page tonight on the premium thing, which will be all for Jody. He can do whatever he wants. If he wants to do a audio, beat down of
some reviews.
You can do extra shows if you want, man. You're sitting around the house. You're like, hey, man, it's 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Even if you want to talk about something for 20 minutes, you let me know and I'll slap it on here for everybody to listen to. They'll love it, man.
Yeah.
You're fun to listen to.
I might do that sometime. I think doing it by myself would be rough. It's hard to just talk if you don't have someone to talk to,
Yeah, it is. I tried it.
Maybe get D-Rock on there once in a while or something. I don't know.
Yeah, why not? All right. So last week we did the 16 magazine Kiss, the Zanies Behind the Masks. And basically, about 20 questions where they asked Gene, Paul, Ace, and Peter. This magazine is from 1978, and I think it was September. Let's see. It's July, which isn't September at all.
Close enough.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so the question is.
Like you got a cold.
Nah, I don't know what the hell's going on with me. The weather changes, and I don't like to wear pants. Right. I don't mean I walk around in my underwear. I mean, there's a visual. I wear shorts all year long.
Yeah.
There's a meme that you can find that's like, it could be 20 degrees and there's always that one guy. And that's me. As long as my core, from my waist to my neck and my arms, it's warm.
Your shins doesn't really get,
feel the cold in my legs.
I got a buddy, man, this dude, Zach. He's that guy for me around here. Like, it could be fucking a blizzard. He's in shorts and a tank top and shit. It's crazy.
Yeah, I do it just because, first of all, when I wear blue jeans, I feel like there's a snake eating my legs, and I hate that feeling. So I love shorts. I love to be comfortable, and I don't like shoes either. If I could go, I used to have buddies that, like, they would call me and say, hey, dude, come over. It'd be 19 degrees, and I would walk in without shoes. And they'd be like, aren't your feet cold? You were just walking on the cement out there. I'm like, no, I don't feel it. Hot. For some reason, I really feel. Anyway, you're not listening for this. Okay. So anyway, we're going to get back to Paul Stanley and Peter Criss's Q&As right here from 16 Magazine, July 1978. So Paul Stanley's questions. What's your real name? Paul said, my real name is Stanley Eisen. Isn't that interesting that he gave out his real name?
Yeah, especially at the time when they were trying to push the whole, like, weird backstories, on the originals and shit, in the back of those cards.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. It says, do you have a nickname? None that I know about. Where were you born? In New York City. It's still my home. Let's see. What's your weight and... I was dyslexic there. What's your height and weight? He said, I'm 6 foot tall and 160 pounds. I've got to watch it, too, or it goes up.
6 foot, 160 pound, all American.
I can't imagine Paul Stanley, fat Paul Stanley. That'd be my next band. We just get a bunch of guys that are overweight like me and put on the Kiss makeup and we can rock out. We'll call ourselves Tubby Paul Stanleys. I can't say that. Anyway.
There's this Misfits tribute and they're all like big dudes and they're called the Misfats.
Oh, that's beautiful. Let's see. It says, where in New York do you live, Paul? On Lover's Lane, number 11.
Of course.
Or wait, number 1? I don't know. It's either a 1 with an exclamation point or an 11. I'm going to go with...
I'd say 1, yeah.
What school did you go to? I attended the High School of Music and Art. I wasn't that great in school either. Same as most folks, I guess. Are you married? Nope. I'm having too much fun to get married. Let's see. What instrument do you play for the group? I play guitars and do vocals. Most of them, anyway. Peter does a solo, and so does Ace. Gene sings with me. He's shy. That reminds me. I've been listening to Gene's book on audio.
Oh, yeah? Which one?
The first one.
Oh, cool.
Kiss and Make Up, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, when the book first came out, I skipped right to where he started talking about Kiss. I did not read all the story about his life growing up. I wasn't interested. But on the, and this is, you know, 2001. That's how long
ago. Oh, yeah, long ago.
Long ago. So here we are. I bought the audio because I was like, you know, I've listened to Paul's book 3 times. I think I want to listen to Gene's now. Everybody tells me it's Gene reading, it's dull. But I am not getting that at all. And the whole story where he's talking about going down on a girl.
Yeah.
For the first time. I was like, man, that's the funniest thing ever. And I'm listening intensely because he's really not completely descriptive. But as I'm listening, I'm thinking, man, pay attention. Stop listening to what he's talking about. You're going to get in a wreck. And he's like, you get in a wreck. And you're like, I'm sorry, sir. What were you doing? I was listening to Gene talking about eating out a girl, and this just caused a wreck. All right, where were we? Let's see. Do you have a favorite group? Yeah, Led Zeppelin.
He has never wavered from that, huh?
Nope. It says, what about individual artists? I'd have to say Rod Stewart and Robert Plant. So he's still Rod Stewart. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, but everyone loved Rod's voice, like in the Faces, man.
That's
pretty
true.
Badass. Everyone kind of thinks of him as that like bloated 90s guy, forever young or whatever. But back in the day, Rod Stewart was a rocker, bro.
He was a rocker.
Hate to say it.
It says some people compare you to Robert Plant. He said, yeah, but I'm me. I guess I can't help it if people want to make me. If people want to make comparisons, it's almost like I can't read. It's like, my name is Joe.
I'm hooked on phonics.
It worked for me. Do you have a favorite actor or actress? Jack Nicholson. I admire him very much. Man, Jack Nicholson is like all of them talk about Nicholson.
He was great, especially in his early days, like The Trip.
Yeah, seven. It was a big deal. What about TV shows? He said he loves The Bionic Woman. He goes, wonder if Ace has seen this. He'd probably enjoy that show. Got a favorite color? I have 2, black and silver.
Do you think Bill or Sean or somebody told them to always answer black and silver?
Yeah, well, no, because Peter's is different.
Okay.
But, you know, I almost wonder... Did they? These sound like they were talking to the person over the phone.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like they were in the room together. They just went one by one. So maybe it was a radio interview or something. Let's see. Any favorite foods? He says, it's still Japanese food that I like best. What are your hobbies? Women. That's universal.
Totally.
All of them are the same way. Do you play tennis or jog or engage in any sports? Yeah, I run after women.
The Paul Stanley workout.
Okay, so once again, what we're doing here is reading these little interviews in 16 Magazine from 1978, July to be precise. I have a bunch of these, and I thought, you know, that this would be really cool to keep up. Maybe every once in a while we'll throw one in there.
Yeah.
So let's see. Continue with Paul Stanley. I just wanted to make sure everybody remember what I'm doing. Let's see. And when he said run after women, he said they asked, what sort of women? He said the female sort. So basically all of them. What do you like to do when you go out? Same as you. That's dull. I wish he would have been like, I like to shake my ass. I like to dance.
Something wrong with a little bass going up your wazoo? It's kind of cool.
Up your wazoo. We need to make that a one of those little filler things. There's so many Paul Stanley ones that we could do, and we don't do them. We really need to. Let's see. He goes, oh, the interviewer said, you have a one-track mind, don't you? And his answer is, exactly. What are your business ambitions? To keep KISS moving, keep up the image. That's like a still another dull.
You can tell Paul's just like, man, let's just get through this. Let's go. He's probably had a girl there waiting on him.
Yeah, is that what? No, yeah, you can tell by this answer. Is that why you won't allow yourselves to be photographed without makeup yet? And he wrote, you know it.
You know.
What about your personal plans? Me, I'd like to be able to rule the world. He sounds like Madonna.
Right.
He says that's not asking much. Last question for Paul Stanley. Where's the best place to write KISS? And it's like a total commercial. You've got to write the KISS Army Headquarters, 6430, blah, blah, blah. I was like, really? He did not answer like that.
Yeah, some of those seemed a little canned, you know?
Yeah. All right. Peter Chris.
It's really motherfuckers.
What's your full name? He wrote, it's too full to tell.
Right.
I'm so nervous about reading Peter's. It's like, he's so silly. All right. It says, any nicknames for you? Cat is what everyone called me. Go figure.
He didn't go for the Ayatollah.
Ayatollah rock and roller. Let's see. What's your birth date? And then he said December 20th. That's the day before our show. So we got to make sure that we do that.
Right.
So we're gonna do our Christmas show heavy on Peter Chris.
Cool.
That's not. Make sure you listen. It's not going to be heavy on Peter. Of course, we will honor him for his birthday. I'm going to write him as soon as we're done here and see if he'll. Hey, man, come on! It's your birthday show.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let's see. What's your height and weight? He's 5'9". He's short. 140 pounds. How's your family? Tarzan and Jane are well. Thank you. So it's Boy and Cheetah.
Jeez.
So silly. Where do you live? Cat. That's what they call him. He said, why in Alcatraz?
Alcatraz. Nice.
What the hell?
That's like that marzipan. It's silly.
It's like, what school did you attend? I always say reform school, but I actually went to a parochial school. I'm sorry, that's a big word for me.
Like gymnasium.
Yeah. Were the teachers hard on you? Not as hard as I was on them. That I believe. That was a real answer.
Totally.
Are you married? Yes, to Lydia, otherwise known as Beth. You wrote the song Beth for Lydia? Yeah. Isn't it nice? Listen to this. Yeah. Isn't it nice that it was such a big hit? I wrote it. It's a hit. I did it.
I've got a million of them.
I got a million of them. No.
You know, it's funny, though, like looking at Ace's answers from his question when he was like, yeah, I'm with Jeanette. I'm going to write a song called Julia or whatever.
Yeah, that now you
it's
know
totally
why
a dig
you did
on
that.
Peter.
Yeah.
It's funny.
That's pretty funny. You know, I didn't catch that until you started talking about it. Damn, you're so much smarter than me. I hate that. Let's see. You're the drummer. I mean, it's okay that you're smarter. I just hate that I'm dumb. Let's see. You're the drummer of the group. Why would they ask this question? Yes, I am, but I also play guitar and piano. Are you the drummer in the group? No, actually, I'm a plumber.
Totally.
Do you have a favorite rock group other than KISS? Yeah, the Stones and Mick Jagger. Actor, actress, Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and Joan Crawford.
Nice.
Any favorite TV shows? It was one of my favorites, Beretta.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Says, any favorite colors? Green, just green. Favorite, see, that's where he went. Favorite foods? cat food.
Friskies.
That's kind of nasty. Do you have any hobbies? Yeah, I paint some and I collect pistols.
There we go with the painting again. Didn't we?
Yeah.
That came up like a long time ago with us.
Yeah. I paint some and I collect pistols. I like the very special kind, the kind a spy might want to use. A little teeny little pea shooter.
A little Derringer or whatever.
Yeah. Are you into sports at all? Just shooting. Don't like
yeah. Shooting Christmas
like they do in England. I don't understand. Like they do in England. It's like shooting is shooting. I thought, what do you look for in a girl? She's got to be a lady to please me. It's like almost like they weren't prepared. I would have been asking, give me the questions ahead of time, please.
Yeah, it's almost like the person never even heard of Kiss, and this is what, 78? Like,
you play drums?
Yeah, it's pretty common knowledge, I would imagine.
Yeah. What's your idea of a swell evening out? It says, a good movie or a show. What are your personal ambitions for the future? To make a lot of money. That's it. That's the whole thing. I'll tell you something else that's really cool about this magazine is as I'm flipping through it, man, I screwed this up, but it's okay. I did it for you guys out there. The cover finally came off after all these years.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay, though.
Just at the staples?
Yeah. It's not a huge...
probably fix it.
But in this magazine is this one headline. I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
I got to find it first. It's really funny because this is a drawing of Rex Smith. You remember Rex Smith?
Rex Smith. It's not ringing a bell.
Yeah, he had a few hits. Let's see.
I might know some of the songs if you tell me what they were, but it doesn't ring a bell.
Where the hell is this thing?
Rex Smith.
It's so cool to look at these because you could really go back, you know, and I'm almost like, man.
If my name was Rex and I was in a band, I'd change my last name to everything.
Rex everything?
Yeah.
Nice. That's so Jody Habnot right there.
Totally.
Let's see.
I like thinking of punk rock names.
Where the hell is this interview? It's when I read the headline, you're going to be like, no way. Oh, there's like an A-track, like, 10 A-tracks for a penny commercial.
Nice. Little A-tracks.
God bless them.
You know, in theory, they should sound better than most other mediums other than like stopping in the middle because the tape, it's like a half inch tape inside of there, you know?
Yeah. I'm getting aggravated because I can't find it. Son of a bitch. All right, let's go slow. There it is, page 28, I found it. This is the headline. Are we ready? How did I miss this? 16 Magazine sneak peek. The first exclusive pics from the brand new movie starring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John, Grease.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't even out yet.
Wow.
But I'm looking at it, man. It's all like behind the scenes pictures where they're all hanging out.
That's kind of cool. Newton-John.
He was so foxy.
I never really cared for that one as much as the part two.
Yeah, part two rules, so.
I saw part two long before I ever saw the first one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
See, when I was a kid, like, yeah. Do you remember, like, when we were kids? We're not that far apart in age.
No.
But when I was a kid, like, on my mom, you know, of course we had a TV and all that stuff. Like, I don't these days, but, you know, like HBO would play the same like five movies relentlessly.
All the time. And Grease 2 was huge in the 80s, man.
I saw that movie hundreds of times, I bet. That yeah, and Purple Rain yeah. and like Revenge of the Nerds and...
the Bush scene.
Totally.
We've got Bush. I'll tell you this. Grease 2 was so popular in my neighborhood that we like acted it out while watching it.
Wow.
Yeah, I could too. We would all be sitting in the living room at any one of our houses at any time, and it would come on, and we would just be like, "Grease 2, let's watch it." And we're gonna score
tonight. Tonight.
Anyway. On the back of this magazine has that cool picture of Paul holding the roses up to his face.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty happening. You know what? While we're sitting, how many minutes? How long have we gone? What have we 20 done?
20 minutes. So far?
20 minutes.
Let's really fast. What's your favorite on Grease 2? Just out of curiosity.
My favorite song?
Yeah.
Cool Rider.
Yeah, obviously.
When she starts straddling the...
Oh, dude. Mm. Zanoni. Yep. I love her, man, still.
She was so fine.
We covered Cool Rider. I think I told you that before, right?
Yeah.
We also tried to do the one at the end about... what is it called? The Hands of Time.
Oh,
tried to make it really fast and rocking, but...
Uh-oh, so terrible.
And then it has the whole Stephanie...
Yeah, that's so true.
We're just going to have to make our own Grease 2 podcast one of these nights.
I like that idea. April Fool's Day.
Yeah, that'd be hilarious.
People are listening like, April Fool's, so we thought we would talk about this. There's some pretty cool pictures and stuff on kissonline.com and them opening up that Rock and Bruise in San Manuel.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, I'm sorry. We BS'd about other things, of course. But still, we finished the 16 magazine stuff. If there's something that you... Listen, this is for you guys right now. There's a few of you that have signed up for this, and we can make this really personal. So this is what you do. After you get done listening to this, go to your email. Yeah, podcastrockcity1@gmail.com. Send us something that you want us to talk about. We will talk about it and add it to our premium section, and we'll even make sure we're like subject from whoever it is.
Yeah.
If you're out there, you want to hear us talk about this. As a matter of fact, how about this? You're listening. What do you think about this, Jody? You send us a topic. If we pick it, we're going to Skype you in.
That sounds good to me.
You like that idea? We'll Skype you in, and you're going to talk about it with us for 30 minutes.
That sounds great.
And we don't need any more of your money. You paid.
Yeah, you should get something.
you should get something. You know, that's the thing about us. You know, we're already giving the extra shows because we want to make sure that it doesn't – I don't know. But you send in a topic. If we pick it, you're coming on with us. We're going to talk about it. And shoot, man. We'll put it in the premium section. And if you're good, maybe we'll do a regular show with you. we talk with anybody, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Yeah. And I guess we're waiting on your emails for topics.
Yep. Make sure you send them to podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
It's all backwards. @gmail.com.
Oh. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I hope everybody's doing well. Don't forget, new episode drops on Monday. And Wednesday, we do the live show, kgfrocks.com. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Podcast Rock City.